Gotta Love This Country. Written by Peter Fitzsimons and read by David Tredinnick. Last Sunday was one of those perfect wintry sunny days. At a soccer field in Sydney's west, the Winston Hills under-18 girls soccer team, coming last in the comp, with 39 goals scored against them and only 5 goals on their side of the ledger, turned up to find that, due to school holidays, they have only 7 players. Their opponents, the Castle Hill Rockets, positioned 3rd in the comp, will be coming for them. And yet, honour must be served. Before kick-off, the Winston Hill girls gather in the centre and avow that they will do their all to keep the Rockets down to less than 10 goals. To the few parents sitting on the hill, the young women look lonely and forlorn standing out in the centre as the full-strength Rockets, looking professional, jog out single file to shake hands. 15 minutes in, though, the score is still nil all. 30 minutes in, still nil all. What's happening? The girls are playing the best they have all season, defending, intercepting passes and even pushing upfield against the odds to create chances and shoot for goal. They're playing like maniacs. Half-time, still nil all. The girls collapse on the sideline and their hovering parents, though delighted, expect a second-half slaughter as crippling exhaustion sets in. And yet, though indeed exhausted, their daughter's crazy dream begins to grow. And with 10 minutes to go, they have still held their valiant opponents to nil. The few supporters try to keep the girls going, praying that the whistle will blow. Please hang on. The keeper calls out encouragement to the 6 girls trying to cover the whole field. At last, the full-time whistle peals around the field. Never before has nil-all been so celebrated. The Winston Hills girls either jump with elation or collapse on the ground as their gracious opponents offer 3 hearty cheers of congratulations, as does the referee in quieter fashion.